this vad is helpful and it's a chizuk for people who have insanus. And it's what to think about the Shas and the Soin. This, you know, everybody has insanus. Everybody. Nobody's different from insanus. Exactly what level you are, what in the Soin are, that maybe can vary from one to another, but most Pashtahid all have very serious insanus and Allah Shver and Yonam. And I was just thinking, maybe there's a plan how to look at it. Does the other remember that some time ago there was a Mises story that went on in the city of Deal about a Meiser? I don't know all the details of the story, but most of them are not relevant. I'll tell you the quality, and you remember, you might be able to clue everyone in on the details. There was a guy that would approach many Rashi Meisters. These are Rashi Meisters that are crushed under the burden of carrying Meisters and worrying about their financial stability. And he would approach them and offer them a very enticing offer, like, here, I'm going to give you $100,000, but you have to launder this, and you have to write off as if I gave you $200,000 or something like that, which would be illegal. And while he's talking to them, he has a recording device concealed on him, and he's recording this transaction. And as soon as the Rosh Hashanah falls into this trap, he goes to the authorities and he plays this. And at some point, after he already had enough Rosh Hashanah who fell into this, the FBI came down, I think it was on Shabbos, and rounded up a bunch of bearded rabbis of all ages. And this guy came down with them to identify them, and to this Moshe was there to put them all into custody. There were some Rashi Meisters that were very sharp and very astute, and they were fully aware that what this guy is doing. They knew, you know, and maybe they're very careful about doing the legal thing, and maybe they saw the second move. They saw that as soon as he's finished, he's going to go be Meisali. They just saw it. I heard that there was one Rosh Akol in Bobov that was also approached, and he was wondering to himself that every time this Meister would come talk to him, till then he would always talk to him in Yiddish, and punk, this day he's talking to him in English. So from that observation, he arrived at the conclusion that he's got to obviously play this recording at a party that don't speak Yiddish. So he just threw him out on his head. So my question to you at this point, and this is the Ikin Akudavos Medavisn, that if you are from the Rashi Meister that sense what this guy is doing, are you greatly enticed by the offer, but you feel you have to be misguided over it? Or you are so sick and so angry while he's offering it to you and making it sound rosy, but how much of volume you're going to have and how the Moses is going to be able to flourish and all the other things, you'll be able to build new buildings, or you are just so angered by it that you're ready to tear it out of pieces while he's offering it to you because you see the next move lurking right behind. You push to see it. So by the second way is true. So this is the point that a Yidavis, that Chazal say Omer Ish Lokish, Hu a Yitzhahor, Hu a Sotan, Hu a Malachamos. The Yitzhahor is the same like this Moser. First he comes to you with an enticing offer. Makes it sound very rosy. This is going to be very gishmak. As soon as he got you in trapped in, he goes to Rabbi Shimon and he's mekatrig on you. Look at this, Erlich and Tera, look what he did over here. Look, he passed this, look what he's up to. And then he's here with the Nathan Lashama. Then when the day the FBI comes to take everybody, he's there to grab you. So, Reish Lakish is saying it's all the same man. So, in the first move, when he's coming to you to do that enticement, you should be so moli chema ve'evra, and so not taken by the offer and so angry about it. You just have to just play in your mind that story of the Moser. This is the member of Reish Lakish. That's what he's trying to tell you. Who are Yitzhahara? Who are Sotan? Who are Malcolm Moses? It's all one big trick that he's doing. It's Kedai to say over that I saw in the Rebbe in the Drosh that he goes on the Mishnah which states, Yishtakel b'shleish and v'horom v'yat abom de'aveira. Shtei ma'ayim bosa, lo nato helech. So to say, you don't have to say Yishtakel b'shleish and v'horom. I mean, you say, Shetav is three things. Ma'ayim bosa, lo nato helech, mishad, miyata, oslit, and dinachesh. So you don't need to say Yishtakel b'shleish and v'horom, mishleish and v'horom, acherim. Zakta, what are the Shlosh Dvarim Achera? He says, the member of the Shlokish of who has Sadu Malachim Ovis. This is the way, this is the hope. Nobody should ever even be enticed once he has it in full sharp focus. Exactly what's happening as soon as he's done with you. As soon as you fell in, he's going to be Mekatzer on you, all to make a din chalila, and then to be come around and be Nedel Nisham. So that should make the guy be completely angry, completely turned off. This is maybe a hope that could help to be a chizik to be zeichet to be a misenius.